Brothers, I do not consider that I have made it my own, but one thing I do, forgetting what lies behind and straining forward to what lies ahead. Philippians 3:13. Grace for me. It was not long after the stoning of Stephen that Saul was in hot pursuit of Christ's followers. Continuing in the same spirit of Stephen's murderers, he believed he was doing God's work by either imprisoning or having Christians annihilated. But on a road called Damascus, Saul would encounter the most devastating turn of events. So focused on his ambitious endeavors, Saul made haste to stop the dangerous Christ movement. But an unexpected visitor met him on the Damascus road when he collided with a blinding light. He was thrown from his horse, and a booming voice arrested him. "Saul, Saul, why are you persecuting me?" "Who are you?" Saul responded. What a troubling response. A person can know the word inside and out, can quote scripture verbatim, and still not know God. Saul was a stranger to the God he thought he served, so far removed, in fact, that he did not even recognize the voice of the Savior. Jesus had to introduce himself. For 3 days, Saul was lost in a sea of turmoil. Jesus took Saul's will captive and struck him blind. He was stripped of all human strength. Who knows what he experienced during those 3 days he was in Damascus? Acts 9 says he ate and drank nothing. He only prayed. How desperate his cries must have been. How overwhelming it must have felt as his sure-footed feet were swept away, leaving him to grasp at the darkness that eclipsed him. A confident man suddenly enveloped in a sea of vulnerability. While he prayed, God sent Saul a vision of a man coming to pray over him to restore his sight. At the close of the 3 days, Ananias appeared. Following the heavenly instruction he was given, he laid hands on Saul, and something like scales fell from his blind eyes. Not only was his physical sight restored, but his spirit man had new eyes to see as well. On the road to Damascus, a Pharisee named Saul died, and an apostle named Paul was raised to life. On the road to Damascus, Paul lost sight of the law and found grace. No longer seeking to follow the ranks of the religious establishment of his day, Paul sought Jesus Christ and a life fully surrendered to the King of Glory. But he faced a substantial problem. In Paul's previous ignorance, many people's lives were devastated. So powerful were the tracks of his carnage that tremors were sent throughout the entire region. How did Paul cope when God revealed his ignorant mistakes? In this case, Paul's decisions were gravely wrong. How did Paul step into the future when the past loomed so heavy? Regrets are dark clouds with the ability to overshadow for an entire lifetime. We all have our own brand of regrets. But what about the regret that imprisoned parents and orphaned children? How about the innocent blood of sincere Christ followers that was spilled, lives taken that Saul was convinced were dangerous? How did he face his past, knowing he had taken the future of countless people? Can you imagine if Paul had given into the temptation of dwelling on his mistakes instead of dwelling on God's grace? His challenge was to step out from under condemnation and find the strength to answer the call God had for his life. The wrong decision at this juncture of his life would have been devastating to the world in countless ways. Paul faced a choice. He could either live in the past or he could step into the future. Either he could dwell under the weight of condemnation, or he could believe that he was a chosen vessel for the gospel. He could either listen to the people who sought to define him, or he could listen to the only voice with complete knowledge of him. I am so thankful Paul did not give in to the temptation of trading grace for condemnation. It is obvious by the stories of the New Testament that God's voice defined Paul. I'm certain his decision took much discipline. Aren't you grateful he chose confidence in Christ instead of condemnation in himself? By forging ahead and listening to the guidance of the Holy Spirit, Paul's efforts literally changed the world for Christ. His is an amazing story. He was responsible for 2/3 of the New Testament writings. He was a tenacious missionary who took the gospel of Jesus Christ to the far reaches of the ancient world. I believe Paul's impact for Christ is incalculable. By embracing the confidence he had in Christ, the goodwill he brought to the world far surpassed any damage he caused. Think about that. Friends, it is no different for you or for me. God has called us all to serve him with all of our hearts. If the goal is to impact the world for Christ, then releasing the past and stepping into the future is not an option. It's a requirement. And we must be mindful to allow only one to define us, God himself. And if he says we are the righteousness of Christ, and we are, then no other voice matters. This truth should be so liberating. We must all give an answer to the call of grace. Since yesterday's regrets kidnap today's power, the world will be impacted on some level by our decisions today. It is detrimental that we believe the voice of the Holy Spirit and not the world. When we choose God's perspective, we choose power. Isn't that a better choice than living in the draining regrets of yesterday? Question to ponder. What in your past threatens to derail the calling God has placed on your life?